Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Farrell is here. Chris is back. He's the host of Minnesota's public radio series, Conversations on the Creative Economy. He's a columnist for PBS. He's the author of Purpose and a Paycheck, Finding Money, Meaning, and Happiness in the Second Half of Life. I can run to that, Chris. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Yeah, I can relate to this second half of life. I can relate to that. I'm still my tires are not too bad. My old shingly, and I still got some miles. What do you think?
I think you do. And I think one of the things, you know, just like one message I would love to get across, it's that when you think about people in their 50s or 60s or 70s, mm-hmm. this is the most underappreciated asset that when it comes to the economy and society. People are businesses, they could be good employees, and I just think we need to be thinking about what is it that people can do for our business, for our economy.
One of the things that, to put some empirical data, we often report on the show, Gen Y, the millennials, is 84 million strong. And that's a big deal. It's going to make a big impact on the 21st century. But let's not forget, between 76 and 80 million Americans are baby boomers. So that's a lot of potential employees. That's a lot of late starting entrepreneurs. That's a whole lot of customers' money to spend, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, one of the most striking figures that's out there is more than a quarter of all new businesses now in recent years have been formed by people in that 55 to 64-year age group.
Wow.
And that's up from about 15% back in the mid-1990s. And, you know, when we think about entrepreneurship, we think about youth. And this is not a knock on youth. This is not where I'm disrespecting youth.
Mm-hmm.
But as you gain experience on the job, what does an entrepreneur do? An entrepreneur solves the problem. And so why it makes so much sense for people to form a business in the second half of life is they know how to solve a problem. They know what the customer needs. They have a passion that they want to turn into a business. And so I think this is one of the most exciting parts of our economy is that entrepreneurs, second half of life, last third of life, are out there creating businesses and they're solving problems.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. They solve those problems in a way that's going to continue to be more useful than I think the younger generation realizes. And the reason I say that is one of my concerns, and I always am very quick to say this, Chris, is because the millennial generation is probably the best human. They're probably the best humans we've ever raised. They're wonderful human beings, but there's the biggest knock I have on them is they have a tendency to disregard things and people who are over a certain, you know, beyond a certain time, age, or whatever.
Right.
And what I remind them of is that period of time that you're disregarding, that's where the fundamentals live. And fundamentals are timeless.
That's what you get.
Fundamentals are timeless. Everything that came, not appreciating the fundamentals, and that's a death wish for your business. The fund Avoiding the fundamentals is a death wish for your business. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think that's real. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I think that's right. And, you know, and the thing is, you create a business. One of the things that in people creating a business, a lot of times it's off of something they've been doing in their garage, right? Yeah. Or in their basement, mm-hmm. and they have a passion. And then as they get older, they think about, you know, maybe I can start a business off of this. And they know their customer base, right?
Right.
And they go out there and they start a business. And the thing that I love about starting a business, and I'm sure you talk about this all the time, you know, you have to use your brain. You mm-hmm. have to learn how to price your product. You have to learn how to market your product. You have all these fundamentals that you're talking about. And the thing about the entrepreneurial community that I love is everyone thinks that these are a bunch of grumpy, independent people, can't work in an organization. That's why they're an entrepreneur, right? And
you mean
I think
like me?
That entrepreneurs are the most generous people. You know, I know entrepreneurs who will help somebody who's going to be in this, not a direct competitor, but they're going to be in the same market. They'll pass on knowledge about pricing. They'll pass on knowledge about marketing. I mean, this is an incredible ecosystem.
Can I stick a word in there that,
sure.
that I think is an important
Sorry.
Lever? No. For your, I like what you're saying is absolutely perfect. The reason why what you're saying is true is because of the word legacy. Chris, you're a baby boomer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a baby boomer.
Yep.
We're both in that upper quartile of the baby boomers, and at this stage in our life, what our goals are not necessarily to make more money, but to leave something behind. I'm thinking about it more now than ever before. You're probably doing that. These folks,
sure.
they're thinking legacy, and you can't leave a legacy if you don't help people.
Yeah,
and that's what you just said.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you're working, running a co-sharing workspace, you have an incubator, you know, open your doors to people who are old, aging baby boomers. Open your doors. Welcome them.
If you're an angel investor, don't just look for the kid, the 21-year-old with an Apple, an app project, you know, it might be something more
That's
fundamental
right.
to that.
And the thing, you know, the thing like angel investors are really interesting because, you know, part of me in interviewing entrepreneurs, if this resonates with you.
Hey, Chris, hold on to that thought. I want to, because
yep.
you're about to get into the
okay.
community part, and I want to do that in the next segment. I need your website, please.
Okay. It's chrisferrell.net.
Two R's, two L's. Chris Ferrell.
Two R's, two L's.
Purpose and a Paycheck. That's an outstanding book that I encourage you to check out. He and I will be right back after these messages. Plenty after. Hear the Drifters. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.